This morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios as we're going to talk about a benefit fundraiser coming up here very soon for the Segobart family here in Southwest Iowa. Patty Amos joins us here in our studios this morning. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having us.
Appreciate it. Give us a little of the background of the fundraiser is due to some health issues going on there. Talk a little bit about what that's about.
The fundraiser is for Carrie and Cody Segobart. Both of them were in a head-on collision last fall. It was actually 1 year ago Monday with a teenage drunk driver, uninsured, of course. And parents, please don't let your kids drink and drive. Anyway, both of them were life-flighted from the scene with multiple injuries. They both had multiple surgeries. Carrie still needs to have a couple of surgeries left and has been very traumatic for the entire family. Her husband, Jason, is a UPS driver. So for their recovery, he had to take 2 months off of work with no pay to take care of them at home, which was difficult for the family. They've accumulated a lot of medical bills with Life Flight, back and forth for doctor's visits, surgeries. She had to get a wheelchair to use in the house. It's been difficult for the whole family.
It's not just the stuff that medical insurance, health insurance will cover. It's all the other associated costs, the travel expenses. You talk about having to modify things in the home.
Yes, they had to get a ramp for the outside the home. She had to purchase a wheelchair to use in the house. They were both on crutches for a while. It's been difficult.
Yeah, and this is a mother and her son, Carrie and Cody Segobart, who were injured here. And it's been a process, and it's going to be a process for quite some time, I assume.
Yes. The youngest daughter is still in trauma counseling to help her get over her anxiety and the trauma of the accident, just being with the family during the after the accident. So it's the whole family's been affected. And they're downsizing. They've actually relocated to just outside of Atlantic here. So both kids are now in the Atlantic School District.
One moment in time, and the rest of your life is completely changed.
It is. Cody was big into sports, and now he can't do any sports. He was into not motocross, but demolition derby things,
sure,
I think.
Sure.
And so he can't do that. So it's affected his life. Her life's been changed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been difficult.
Patty, why are you involved in this? How are you connected?
I have known Carrie and the family since going on close to 10 years. Kind of a little bit of background history. Carrie was a registered nurse, and back in April of 2009, the family was also in another major car accident, and her arm was severed at the shoulder joint from the accident. Well, since she wasn't able to go back to work, she started a scrapbooking store. And I've been huge into scrapbooking for several years. And she actually now owns a portable scrapbooking store that she takes to hotels that host scrapbooking weekends. And they're popular everywhere. We have them in Omaha, Council Bluffs. We go up to Carroll spring and fall each year. And a lot of people do them. So we have the whole weekend of scrapbooking. So I've known Carrie through scrapbooking for quite a few years.
Well, very good. So you never know where friendships will bloom.
Yes.
Fun. Well, talk a little bit about what's going to happen now, because the whole point of this is to help the family with some of the funds or some of the expenses that they've incurred with a fundraiser. I know you've got an event coming up on November 4th. Let's talk about that first. What will happen that day?
We're having a free will offering for a supper. We're having roast pork donated by the Shelby County Pork Producers and Smithfield, where one of the ladies' brothers work. And I'm doing the roast beef. So we're going to have roast pork and roast beef. We'll also have egg salad for those vegetarians. And we're going to do multiple salads that we've had donated and some we're making. And then bars and cookies for dessert and drinks provided. Coca-Cola is making a big donation for drinks. And we're also doing a benefit auction during that time. And we have a wide, wide variety of items donated. I know Templeton Bank is donating a mystery bag of cash and coins. I thought that sounded really fun. baby blankets. Lindemann's here in Atlantic has donated a radio-controlled tractor toy.
Nice.
Iowa State Wagon, Sunshade Christmas baskets, personal care baskets. We've had all kinds of donations.
A lot of variety.
A wide, wide variety. There will be something for everybody that you'd like.
Everyone will find something that intrigues them there. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I mentioned this will be November 4th, and the meal will be from 5 until 9. And the auction, it looks like 6:30 to 8:30, and maybe longer if you got a lot of stuff. You never
could
know.
Could be.
This will be held at the St. Joseph Parish Hall in Erling in Shelby County. And it is everyone is invited to come by and to share and to help out with the event. And even if you're not interested in any of the items, come by and drop a little money in the basket there for dinner and we just all help the cause.
We would appreciate anything. And you're certainly able to welcome to contact any of us for any information or donations.
Sure. And because you mentioned already some of those donations you've gotten for the different items. Are you still looking for more items?
We could certainly use more items, definitely. We can use, or anything, we'll put them towards the expense, money donations towards the expenses of the items. And we're kind of we'll also purchase a few things to round out some gift baskets and things.
Okay. Do you have quite a few people involved? I know you're sitting here talking to us today about this. Do you have others who are involved in helping to organize this?
Yes. Lisa is one of the primary ones. She's been a great friend to Lisa. Just in the last year or two, she moved to this area from Washington. And so she's helped Carrie and Jason and the family a lot with household things, helping transport kids back and forth from school, doctor's appointments, surgeries, things. And also Jeannie is another one that we've met through our scrapbooking weekends.
Okay. And any of those folks can be contacted.
Correct.
Now, I know you've got some flyers. Have you been out distributing those?
Yes. Lisa and Jeannie have done a great job. We have flyers posted around Defiance, Erling, Denison, Carroll, because they were originally from the Defiance area, the family. And now they've relocated down here to Atlantic. So I've tried to plaster a lot of around Atlantic area also.
Yeah, you're really kind of using a wide brush there to try to paint
the
entire Southwest Iowa area.
We're trying to get as much covered as we can, yes.
Southwest, West Central Iowa. Yeah, you bet. Very good. When you do something like this, of course, it's always difficult to do. And we talk about some of the things that they've gone through so far. But, you know, what's down the road for them? I mean, where are they now in their recovery process? What you can share anyway?
Cody is doing pretty good. You know, those young guys recover fairly fast. So he's pretty recovered now. Carrie still has a couple of surgeries. I know she still needs some dental work because the airbag and the steering wheel knocked out most of her front teeth. I know she still has to have a couple surgeries. I believe it's a hip or a knee surgery. I'm not positive. Mm-hmm. But she still has some ongoing health issues that'll be related to this for many years.
I was going to say, yeah, this is going to be not just a short recovery. This is a long process.
Yes, long.
In a lot of respects. Very difficult for a family to work through like that. Imagine putting your own family through something like that and just the shock and trauma of getting that phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's not, if it's a family member and not you who were involved, and then put yourself in that position of being the person involved and how that's going to radically change everything. You're just not prepared for that.
No, it's hard to get that phone call.
Yeah. As much as you think that you're prepared for everything, you know, we've got insurance, we've got all these things, we've planned for this and planned for that. It's hard to plan for something that happens like this.
Well, even with health insurance, that doesn't, you know, help take care of all the regular daily bills that Jason having to take 2 months off from work to help take care of him covered.
Yeah.
So
hard to bounce back from all those kinds of things.
Yes.
But that's the good part of living in Iowa is a lot of folks typically are willing to help with those kinds of things because we're all a neighborhood. So very good. Well, that fundraiser again is coming up on November 4th. And again, that's 5 until 9 p.m. for the meal. It's a free will offering, so whatever you think, be generous. Be generous. That's at St. Joseph's Parish Hall in Erling, and they'll have that auction that evening as well, 6:30 to 8:30 that night. Live auction, silent auction, or a little of both?
I believe it's going to be some of both. Okay. We do have an auctioneer from the Denison area, I believe, set up.
Okay, very good. So you do have a lot of folks that are donating their time, their skills.
We do.
What have
it's,
you.
It's been a great outpouring.
Very good. So folks would like to know more and like to help out. How would we get a hold of any of you folks? How would we learn more information?
Our cell phone numbers are on the flyer.
Okay.
Mine, I'm the closest in this area, 712-789-2819. Jeannie is 712-310-4693. Or Lisa at 712-269-4963.
Okay. Any online presence where folks can learn more?
I believe it's been posted. I know it's on the Facebooking or the scrapbook pages. reached out because we have the scrapbooking network is wide and ranging from all of Southwest Iowa into Nebraska, everywhere.
Sure. And they have a GoFundMe opportunity there too online?
Yes, there is a GoFundMe page.
Okay. So and you could just search for Carrie Segebart there and yes, you'll be able to find what you need there if you'd like to do it that way. Any way that you can help out the family and friends would sure appreciate that. Again, that's to benefit Carrie and Cody Segebart. And again, that's November 4th, 5 to 9 p.m. They'll be serving the meal for your free will offering, 6:30 to 8:30 the auction that evening at the St. Joseph Parish Hall in Erling. Feel free to swing on by. Be there for the whole evening. Stop on by for a little bit, whatever you can do. They would sure appreciate that. We wouldn't want to be the ones sitting in their position right now. So what we can do, we can't help with the medical issues, but we can help with the medical expenses. So help out as best you can there. Patty, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. And I'm sure they appreciate all that you and your other friends have done to help the effort.
Thank you for letting us get the word out.